Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. France Tuesday requested an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council to urgently address the crisis in Aleppo, according to the French ambassador. The meeting would be held later in the day that would discuss measures to confront the worst humanitarian tragedy of the 21st century. Earlier in the day Tuesday, UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville said there were reports that Syrian government troops and allied Iraqi militias had killed civilians in eastern Aleppo within the last few days.
The accession negotiations have come to a standstill.
He said, "We've received reports of pro-government forces killing at least 82 civilians, including 11 women and 13 children in four different neighborhoods." A Tunisian man accused of being the captain of a migrant boat that sank, killing almost 700 people, was found guilty of multiple manslaughter and people smuggling Tuesday. He was also sentenced to 18 years in jail. Only 28 people survived the disaster in April last year when the small fishing boat capsized off the coast of Libya with hundreds trapped in the hold. The European Union Tuesday wrestled with a rift over Turkey's EU bid after Austria led calls for the accession process to be halted over Ankara's post-coup crackdown. The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan lashed out at the EU reluctance to revive membership talks and threatened to cancel a March deal which has curbed the mass influx of refugees. Apple Inc. said Tuesday its wireless AirPod headphones were now available through its website. It comes 2 months after the company delayed the launch for unexplained reasons. This is VOA News. President